When you build a web project, even a small one, the way you name your files and organize your folders has a direct and lasting impact on the quality of your work. This is not a matter of aesthetics or personal preference. These are professional standards that make your code maintainable, readable by other developers, and compatible with all operating systems and web servers. After working on semantic HTML structure, title hierarchies, and clean indentation, this chapter brings together everything into a coherent project organization. Let us explore exactly what to do and why. Why file naming matters. A file name is not just a label. It is part of a web address, called a Uniform Resource Locator, or URL. It is read by web servers, it is interpreted by operating systems, and it is seen by your teammates and future employers. A poorly named file can cause broken links, deployment failures, and confusion during collaboration. Here are the core reasons why naming conventions exist. Web servers running on Linux systems are case-sensitive. This means that a file named about.html and a file named about.html are two completely different files on a Linux server. If your HTML links to about.html but the actual file is named about.html, your link will be broken in production, even if it seemed to work on your Windows or Mac computer during development. URLs must avoid special characters, spaces, accented characters, such as E, A, U diaresis, and symbols, such as, and, hash, have special meanings in URLs or require encoding. A file named monfichier.html becomes mon%20fichier.html in a URL, which is error-prone and unprofessional. Consistent naming makes searching and reading easier. When all file names follow the same pattern, you and your teammates can find files quickly and understand the project structure at a glance. The rules of professional file naming. Rule number 1, always use lowercase letters for all file and folder names. Never mix uppercase and lowercase. Write index.html, not index.html or index.html. Rule number 2, replace spaces with hyphens. The hyphen character is the universally accepted separator for file names in web projects. For example, name your file contactform.html instead of contactform.html or contactform.html or contact_form.html. The use of hyphens over underscores matters because search engines and web tools treat hyphens as word separators, which can affect how your pages are indexed. While underscores are acceptable in some contexts, hyphens are the standard in web development. Rule number 3, use only letters, numbers, and hyphens. Avoid all accented characters, symbols, parentheses, brackets, exclamation marks, dots, except for the file extension, and any other special characters. Rule number 4. Keep name short but descriptive. A file name should immediately convey what the file contains. Page2.html tells you nothing. Teampresentation.html is clear and professional. Rule number 5. Always include the correct file extension. And hypertext markup language file uses. HTML, a cascading style sheets file uses. CSS, a JavaScript file uses. JS, never omit the extension. Concrete examples of correct file names. index.html, about.html, contact.html, blogpost.html, privacypolicy.html, main.css, style.css, app.js, profilephoto.jpg, logo.png. Concrete examples of incorrect file names and why they are wrong. About us.html contains a space and uppercase letters. Contact form! HTML contains a special character. Presentation.html contains an accented character. Page_2.html uses an underscore instead of a hyphen, not catastrophic, but not standard. New file final v3.html uppercase letters, vague and redundant naming. The special role of index.html. Every web project has a file called index.html at its root. This is not a convention you can ignore. It is a universal rule of web servers. When a browser visits a folder on a web server without specifying a specific file name, for example, visiting https://musite.com/or https://musite.com/blog/, the server automatically looks for a file named index.html in that folder and serves it as the default page. This means the homepage of your site must always be named index.html. If you create a subfolder for a section, such as blog/, and you want that section to have its own entry page accessible at https://musite.com/blog/, you must create a file named index.html inside that folder. Never name your homepage home.html, aqua.html, or main.html and expect it to work as the default page. Only index.html has this special behavior. Understanding the folder tree structure. A tree structure refers to the hierarchical organization of folders and files in your project. Think of it like a real tree. There is a root, the main project folder, branches, subfolders, and leaves, individual files. A well-designed tree structure makes navigation intuitive, prevents duplicate files, and separates concerns clearly. For a beginner project, such as a simple website or a one-column blog like the one you built in a previous workshop, a minimal and clean tree structure is sufficient and recommended. You do not need to over-engineer it. Here is the standard minimal structure for a simple HTML and CSS project. Project name / index.html, CSS / style.css, JS / app.js, images / logo.png. Let us break this down. The root folder is named after your project, in lowercase with hyphens. For example, my blog or portfolio site. Index.html sits directly at the root level because it is the home page. A folder named CSS contains all stylesheet files. A folder named JS contains all JavaScript files. A folder named images, or img, both are acceptable and widely used, contains all image assets. This structure is universal. It is used in professional projects, in tutorials, and in open source code. When you open someone else's project and see this structure, you immediately know where everything is. When a colleague opens your project, the same is true. When to add more pages and subfolders. As your project grows beyond a single page, you need to add more HTML files. For a simple multi-page site, additional pages sit at the root level alongside index.html. Project name / index.html. About.html. Contact.html. Blog.html. CSS / style.css. JS / app.js. Images / logo.png. Teamphoto.jpg. If a section of your site becomes large and contains multiple subpages, you can create a dedicated subfolder for it. For example, if your blog has many individual articles. Project name / index.html. About.html. Contact.html. Blog / index.html. MyFirstArticle.html. WebDevelopmentTips.html. CSS / style.css. JS / app.js. Images / logo.png. ArticleThumbnail.jpg. In this example, the blog section has its own index.html, the blog listing page, and individual article files, all named clearly and consistently. How to write correct relative paths. Once your files are organized in folders, you need to link them correctly from your HTML. This is done using relative paths, paths that describe the location of a file relative to the file you are currently in. From index.html at the root, linking to the stylesheet works like this. Link rel equals stylesheet href equals css / style.css greater than. The path css / style.css means, go into the CSS folder, then find the file style.css. If you are inside blog / myfirstarticle.html and want to link to the same stylesheet, the path must go up one level first, using / link rel equals stylesheet href equals / css / style.css greater than. The means, go up one folder level, from blog / back to the root, then look for css / style.css. Similarly, if you want to display an image from inside a subfolder, from index.html at the root, emgsrc equals images / logo.png alt equals logo greater than. From blog / myfirstarticle.html, mgsrc equals / images / logo.png alt equals logo greater than. Getting relative paths wrong is one of the most common beginner mistakes. Always think about where the current file is located, and trace the path from there. Avoiding common structural mistakes. Here are the most frequent mistakes beginners make when organizing their projects, and how to avoid them. Putting all files in the root folder without any subfolders, this quickly becomes unmanageable. Even for small projects, always separate HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and images into their respective folders. Mixing different types of files in the same folder, Do not put images inside your CSS folder, or HTML files inside your images folder. Each folder has a single clear purpose. Using vague or numbered file names, page1.html, page2.html, new.css, final2.js are meaningless names. Always name files after what they contain. Forgetting to rename the home page to index.html, this will prevent your site from working correctly when deployed to a web server. Creating deeply nested folders for no reason. For a beginner project, two levels of depth, root and one level of subfolders, are sufficient. Avoid creating folders inside folders inside folders unless the project truly requires it. Connecting this to your previous learning. You have already built the semantic structure of an HTML page using tags such as header, nav, main, section, article, aside, and footer. You have applied correct title hierarchies from H1 to H6. You have written clean, well-indented code with meaningful comments. Now, the final layer is organizing all of this inside a project that is itself clean, predictable, and professional. A well-named file with a clear location and a logical folder structure is the container for all the good semantic work you do inside your HTML. Without this organizational discipline, even perfect code becomes hard to maintain and deploy. In your upcoming full-stack work with JavaScript, Node.js, databases, and deployment pipelines, file organization will become even more critical. The habits you build now, lowercase names, hyphens, logical folder separation, correct relative paths, will carry directly into professional environments and collaborative projects using tools such as Git. Key points to remember: always use lowercase letters in file and folder names. Use hyphens to separate words, never spaces or special characters. Name your homepage index.html, this is mandatory for web servers. Separate your project files into dedicated folders, one for CSS, one for JavaScript, one for images. Use short, descriptive names that clearly indicate what the file contains. Adapt relative paths based on the location of the file that contains the link. Keep your tree structure simple. Two levels of depth are enough for beginner and intermediate projects.